Boker Ora Botai. The halakha writes that when one drinks the arba kosot, one has to make heseba. Heseba is leaning, and leaning to the left. And the question is, does this obligation apply also to the ladies? Shulchan Aruch is very clear that there's no difference between the men and the ladies when it comes to this halakha. They also need haseba. Even though the Rama writes that in the olden days, the ladies would not sit at the same table with their husbands. They would sit separately. And therefore, they're not considered hashuvot, and it wasn't their custom to lean. But he says that today, all the ladies are considered hashuvot, and therefore, they sit at the same table. Therefore, the custom is for them to lean. The question is, today, what if somebody did not lean during the Arba Kosot? Shakach velo hesev. We follow Maran, and Maran is very clear in Taf Ayin Bet, Halakha Zayin. כל מי שצריך הסיבה אם אכל או שתה ולא הסיבה לא יצא וצריך לעזור לאכול ולשתות בהסיבה. That's a very important הלכה. If you forget to lean, we don't say okay בדיעבד, it's okay, לא יצא. For example, a person, let's say, made kiddush and he drank the wine and he didn't lean, and then he went to the karpas, kadesh urhats karpas. After the karpas, he remembered, wow, I didn't lean in the kiddush. The halakha says he has to take another cup of wine. No beracha, he made the kiddush already. Let him drink it leaning. And then he can continue. He doesn't have to do karpas over again. He goes to yahas, he continues the agadah. But he has to go back in order to make sure that he drinks that cup of wine. Today, we discuss the following question. Let's say now it's the fourth cup. The fourth cup, he drank Beli haseba. And finish. After he drank Beli haseba, they tell him, you didn't lean. Oh, he has to drink it again. Does he have to make a new Bore Priya Gefen on this cup? What's the question? This person, after he drank the fourth cup, his mind was, you're not drinking any more cups. After the fourth cup, you don't drink anything. So his da'at is, he's finished. Now, when he's drinking another cup, since his mind wasn't on that cup, he never dreamt he's going to drink a fifth cup. Therefore, we call that Hesei Hada'at. And since there is Hesei Hada'at, he has to make a beracha on the fourth cup, Bore Priya Gefen. That's the opinion of Shulchan Aruch in Siman Taf Peh, Avidu Maran, Shekos Tvi'i Shoteo Beheseba, Belo Beracha Tehila. The fourth beracha, you don't make a beracha on the fourth cup. You make the berakha in the third cup, berkat amazon cup, and then it covers the fourth cup. Umibarech, v'im shoteu belo heseba, but if you drink it belo heseba, sarich lishtot pa'am acheret beheseba, umibarech lefanav bore pri agefen. He has to make a berakha of gefen lefi shesiyach dato melishtot od, which is a big chedush of Maran. It's based on the opinion of Rabbeinu Asher, the Rosh. However, there was a great rabbi called Rabbi Kiva Eger. On his notes to the Shulchan Aruch, he brings a question from a rabbi called the Ginat Veradim. And he says that seemingly we have a contradiction. Because Shulchan Aruch says in a different place that when we're sitting on the night of Seder, we're considered like guests. Listen to a Hiddush. What do you mean guests? I'm sitting in my house. Who am I a guest of? The Rabbeinu Peretz says, Alel Seder, you're a guest of God. The table is considered Takad Rahamana, which is an incredible concept. I mean, we're sitting at Lil Seder, this is not your table. By the Ber Eliza Shuhana Shinifne Adonai. Borei Olam is telling you on Lil Seder, Baruch Abba, sit at my table over here and have a Saudah with me. Who's the Baal HaBayit on Lil Seder? HaKadosh Baruch, who's the Baal HaBayit? Like he says, Ana atakad rahamana sabchinan. We are sitting at the table of rahamana. Now what's the halakha if you're a guest in somebody's house and they bring you a cup of wine and you make Bore Priya Gefen? then after you finish it, they bring you another cup. You don't have to make another beracha. Why? Because you're a guest. You're not in control. Whatever they bring you, you're going to drink. It's not like you're in your own house where you could decide no more. As a guest, you have no idea if they're going to bring you more wine. So your mind is always open that they might bring you some more wine. So says Rabbi Akiva Eger, if you hold that we're considered guests and we're sitting on the table of God, so now you drank a fourth cup. You didn't lean. So the Chaura, if you're a guest, you don't have to make another beracha because they're going to bring you another cup. You're somech on God. And therefore God says you have to drink another cup. And then why? Because you didn't lean. So therefore, that shita says you do not make another beracha b'rei pri hagefen on the fourth cup if you didn't lean. So now we have over here mahloket. And we have a general rule when it comes to a mahloket and berachot, safek berachot lakel. So therefore, Chacham Ben Tzion has the question: Mi sheshachach velo hesev, ha'im sadik la'azor velehesev. Let's talk about the first three cups. Kol makom shehaya beseva im shachach velo hesev, sadik la'azor velehechod or leshot beseva. However, when it comes to the fourth cup, he says, and I quote on the notes: Ve'ne'e b'yad Aaron. So that's a big hadush. The first three cups, I take that back. All four cups you have to go back and drink. The question is, are you going to have to make a beracha on the fourth cup? Comes out, it's a mahloket amongst the Rishonim, how to look at Lel Seder. And therefore, since we have a shita that says, Ana atakad rahmana sabchinan, so therefore the halakha will be safek berachot lakel. You'll drink the fourth cup, however, beli berachah. It should be pointed out that in most of the Haggadot, correctly, after the fourth cup, there is the berachah of ala gefen v'apri hagefen. One has to be careful. You only make the berachah of ala gefen if you drink a revi'it. Sometimes what happens is in the last cups, the third cup and the fourth cup, the people can't drink a lot. So they drink rov kos. Let's say that if you eat this 3.1 ounces, the halakha says you should try to drink the whole cup. But if you can't, you drink rov. So let's say they drink melolugmav. They drink rov 1.7, 1.6. And then the fourth cup, 1.6. That's true. Together, it's 3.1. But that's not considered drinking it if you eat. So in that case over there, you would not make a beracha, a harona, aval agefen, v'pri agefen. Even though it's in the Haggadah. It's only in the Haggadah for those that drank the shi'ur. So one would have to be careful either cup, either the third or the fourth, to drink a full revi'it. But again, if he does not drink a full revi'it in either course, then one cannot make the beracha of ala gefen va pri gefen.